here on the jam with Jin Gashui, Martin Kariuki, and our jam master in the building, Toroti Murigi.
That's how you say it. Toroti. I was saying that there's three O's interrupted by an R. So surely, if an O is O, two O's is U. Now with three, it's
No, Toroti. Now you're going.
All right, welcome, our jam master.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
It's been a crazy 5 minutes.
That is only the beginning.
I can't believe.
You okay?
Yeah.
But you're a doctor. You'll survive.
Hopefully.
I'm sure there's some supplements that you took this morning.
It can be surgical about it.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Straight to the point.
Tell me.
Who are you?
Who am I? See, you heard about the O and the R with double O.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually many things. And as you heard, I'm a doctor. I'm an author. I do mjengo. I am done many startups. So Toroti is just many things.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary thing I've done recently is release a book called Jua Kali MBA,
mm-hmm.
which is my first book, Labor of Love. Debat.
Your debat.
Debut.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Voilà. The debut.
Voilà.
Le debut.
Voilà.
Le debut de my book.
It's the first
my livre, mon livre, c'est my debut. So, so c'est... c'est appelé Jua Kali MBA. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So
Jua Kali MBA.
Yes, yes. So the name has been derived from the word Jua Kali, which is a common local name, which means, in quotes, means informal employment. That's what the picture comes.
Oh.
MBA always creates the connotation that there's further education.
Yeah, masters.
Masters. Mm. That's what everyone was rushing for.
Baba.
MBA. MBA.
Mba.
Yes, MBA. Mm. So when I combine these two, it's essentially just talking about the learnings from what I've not learned in formal employment or in school, formal education. It's essentially what I learned on the streets. So I wanted to share this. Initially, I was writing out a business book because I've been able to start quite a number of businesses, partner with people on a number of businesses.
Uh-huh.
And then it became a discovery that, look, even before you can do anything, whether it's education, employment, business, you have to have knowledge of yourself.
Yeah.
So it's essentially it was a introspection.
Mm.
Big words. Introspection. Mm. Introspection.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's an introspection, trying to get to understand myself better.
Mm.
And I was hoping that I would be able to inspire others to be able to just to get to know their unique selves. So that's primarily what my first book is about.
So are you no longer a doctor?
Oui.
Let's ask what all African parents are asking.
That's a
different arisoma.
To my mother, I am still daketari.
Yes.
Even if
she's unwell,
if she's well,
yes.
Even if she finds me somewhere different,
yes.
I'm still her daketari.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Her doctor.
Capital FM. 98.4 Capital FM, Jin Gashui, Martin Kariuki, and Toroti.
Does anybody else have that name in the world?
Which one?
Toroti.
Apart from your family members?
No, it was a unique name.
It was made up.
Until like 2 weeks ago, you found a rugby player from Fiji.
Yes.
So that's what the
exact name.
So you're from Fiji?
No, I have no clue. As in, it was like a conjured up name by my dad,
yeah.
But I was tagged like, do you know?
Interesting.
Have you traveled to Fiji?
Do you know this young
man? Toroti.
Yes.
Toroti.
Yeah.
Dr. Murigi, it's nice to have you.
Thank you for
as our jam master this afternoon.
And I'm enjoying the jams.
It's a good thing. It's Africa Day.
Yes.
And you know, this year's theme is an important one, and I think it fuels a lot of people's decisions in terms of the kind of biashara they go into.
Yes.
And since this is something you've been sharing experiences on.
Yes.
The theme this year is the year of nutrition. Are you aware that this is the theme?
No.
Okay, you are now.
I am now.
Of the many, many businesses that you said you've, or startups.
Yes.
Have they been in a particular area, or has food checked in one of those nutrition generally?
Yeah, funny enough, the first, can I call it a proper startup or business we did with my, as a doctor, so I, my degree came to to be used, is called Ask a Doc.
Okay.
So we started, four of us, four doctors, started an online service where people could answer, I mean, ask questions to doctors and we would answer for free.
Yes.
And with time, we started seeing a pattern of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we could tell if it's a lady, we know the questions. If it's a man, we definitely know the questions. But out of that, there used to be a group of questions around what do I eat?
Yes.
How do I lose weight?
Yes.
And that was even before these things of gyms, these things of all these shakes that people do.
Yeah.
And one of the current direct managing director of Ask a Doc is called Dr. Dennis, came up with a program. It's called the Be Well program. And it was primarily changing people's lifestyle by food. And his principle is that almost a majority of our current lifestyle problems, obesity, being overweight, arthritis, high blood pressure, they mentioned diabetes, a majority is driven by what we eat. And he developed a program where, look, you eat natural foods, avoid fried foods, avoid processed foods, and within weeks, in the first few weeks, you can drop almost 5 to 6 kilos. And he had people transforming their lives, reversing blood pressure, reversing diabetes, because now diabetes and blood pressure, people are getting it when they are younger.
Which
was a disease of the olden age, but now you're getting younger. So that has been a business part that has impacted lives, and he continues to do such an amazing job. Even on myself, I used to be almost 100 kgs in my days of playing rugby, but now I'm not. I won't mention the number. But yeah, so nutrition is key. So yes.
Okay.
So,
didn't you also start something when you guys were on Ask a Doc, where you had like an exercise day?
Correct.
Guys were doing crazy things.
Oh my. Yes, that was called Timuka.
Timuka.
Again, one of my crazy ideas.
Yeah.
So in the group, I'm the one with the crazy ideas.
Yes.
And they have learned to tone me down.
Yes.
I'm the one who used to run. So we started this on top of nutrition. We wanted to create physical activities.
Yes.
So Dennis had his activities on nutrition, which is still going on, because I played rugby. And I was very active.
Yes.
Started something now, was like games for adults.
Okay, nice.
So you'd come together.
Timuka.
You Timuka.
Yeah.
See, I'm good with names. Timuka, Ask a Doc, Ninjua Kali MBA.
Yes.
That's a talent. Eh?
It's a talent.
Talanta.
Turuti.
Yeah, so we did that. We had quite a number of events. Every month we would get people. Some are playing volleyball, some are sprinting, some are playing football. So essentially was trying to create a holistic kind of lifestyle change.
What but happened to Timuka?
It died.
Can we do but a Timuka nice here at Capital?
It should happen.
I think we could. We could do a Timuka.
You could do a Timuka,
Start it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think essentially what you see nowadays when guys are going to Arboretum to do this fitness, CrossFit, it was pretty much. But the CrossFits and things that are very serious weights, you know.
That's my point. And I'm speaking to the demographic who are like, yo, sasa, to climb a rope, I'm not there yet. But if you say run from here to there, catch Martin.
And compete.
And
No, actually throw something at Martin.
Yeah, that's it. I will run as fast as I can so I can throw
a
water balloon at Martin.
You know what we should do? We should actually have like a Timbuka challenge at Koroga at the WRC in Naivasha.
Wow.
Because it's 4 days of just
cars are running. We also run.
As cars are running.
As cars are running, we run behind. We don't run after them. We run around the Koroga area.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's actually 4 days of a 4 day Koroga festival from the 23rd of June to the 26th of June. And this time we're headed to the garden in Naivasha along Moi South Lake Road. Now, what better place to play volleyball, kati, and other things like that?
Yes.
Timuka. Then a
Timuka,
garden. Yeah.
Timuka.
Then
it's
a large
idea.
Garden with music in the background and everything.
Correct.
That sounds like such a plan.
Yeah.
And you said it's when?
It's on the 23rd of June.
Oh, sorry, what?
Of you.
Of me.
Oh, you missed that.
I just wanted to hear my name.
To the 26th of you.
Thank you.
It's going to be at the garden. So listen, Alibaba tickets are out now.
Yes.
Get them on korogafestival.co.ke. Buy Alibaba tickets now, Thursday, 23rd June, 500 shillings.
Only?
Day two, yeah. Day two, Friday, 24th June, 500 bob. Day three,
1,000
shillings. Day four, 1,500 shillings, but you can buy a season ticket for 3,000 shillings right now. Korogafestival.co.ke. Go in, get your tickets now.
And this season ticket is the early bird season ticket, right?
Yes,
because
yes.
That will also change if you miss this opportunity.
By Friday, it will change.
Okay, guys.
4 days, wow.
Four days.
That's going to be cool.
That's a lot of Timbuka.
And swing.
And swing.
Let me, now.
This is such a good plan.
Let me call you the nickname that even, Dr. Toroti Mwigs, Toroti Mwigi. Mwirigi, listen.
Yes.
Where do you get all this inspiration from to come up with all these things?
And actually, Martin, that's a good question. That's the aim of this book.
Yeah.
I struggled with trying to fit in. Mm. And the automatic thing is I'd see Martin or I see June. June is, hey, she's doing well. Mm. She's singing. She's acting. Hey, let me try copy what June is doing.
Uh-huh.
But deep inside, you're feeling, it's not a good fit.
Mm.
So I had to get comfortable with myself. So for me, I know this is me. I'm the crazy one. I'm the one who will have ideas and I will go immediate. There's no stopping.
Yeah.
The idea is here, you go immediate. So with knowing myself better, I can temper myself. Or I get people who can now tell me, hey, Migs, come slowly. Let's not rush too much. Let's think through things. So again, it's innate. It is me. It is makes me who I am. I am not anyone else. And again, I have accepted it. So my inspiration comes from inside. Mm. As well, yes.
So this was a self audit of sorts.
Oh, it is an important self audit,
and I feel like it has to be constant, right? It's,
yeah.
it's one of
it's
those
SWOT,
SWOT analysis on yourself every 6 to 12 months.
Correct. It's continuous.
Yeah.
If you take time to think, reflect, just overcome the anxiety. I when I was writing the book, I was like, you know, when you introspect or you reflect, you get some anxiety.
Mm.
Like it's not easy.
Mm.
But if you get comfortable with that,
mm.
and now you get over that, start thinking, start understanding how you respond to things, how you think, get comfortable with that, then you realize, okay, I can be more comfortable thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because most of the people block.
Yeah.
So we block because of the anxiety. Like, ooh, I'm such a horrible person, or I'm not good. I'm
good
not this.
At coming up with
yes,
ideas.
I'm not good
for
at
example.
Coming. That's not you.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm not the vuvuzela, the guy who will be heard
Lord
from
Jesus,
the other side.
You.
I'm not the June who will
one.
Sing,
yeah.
then go run and act, then
yeah.
come here.
Yeah.
As in that. She's not energy back.
Yeah,
money.
It's
yeah.
true.
By the way, but I'm not June.
Yeah.
And again, maybe what I should do is work with someone who compliments.
Yes.
So someone who calms me down.
Yeah.
Like, hey, don't go do this. Yeah, someone like Amato and Ajun. Okay, but no, that's terrible.
No, it's
but you get.
You know what I really
yes.
appreciate about what you're saying is because there's space for everybody.
Yes.
That's
I think what I'm hearing you say.
Yes,
and that you don't have to fit in the same mold or
no.
the same formula.
No.
But finding the people who can be great partners or compliment you, and not only in relationships, Martin.
Oh, he was going there.
But he's always
you're
panicking.
So, okay.
Always, everything.
We know. We have been trying to find.
I know. Even his
by
mom,
the
our whole
group. Oh, you have a WhatsApp.
We have a WhatsApp group.
We have a whole rugby club.
Trying to sort his life out.
Has been trying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is his
group.
Book now to read. It's Wakali MBA from single to married.
That's a good chapter.
It's a very good chapter.
Very good chapter.
Just for him.
Yes.
Yeah. But on more serious matters.
Yeah.
If you were to speak to a Toroti out there,
yes.
a Dr. Mwirigi
yes.
type, who has all these ideas,
yes.
all these crazy innovations, and literally it's exactly what you're saying, they're getting stuck.
Yes.
So you said you found people
yes.
who were able to temper you. What steps did you actually take to find those people?
Wow. So majority has been out of just good luck.
Okay.
That's what I could say.
Mm.
There was no plan. I didn't have the, you know, I have identified that person I want. Because in my view, when I try force those things, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. So it's been just
organic.
Yeah. As you said.
Okay.
And that's what works for me. Others usually plan and say, I want to work with June. I'll find June.
Yeah.
I'll engage June and maybe sell my idea. But mine is more organic.
So would you say be open? Be open to that organic connection when it happens.
If it's for you.
If it's for you.
Some other people just can't deal with randomness. I have met them and I work with them. And they would rather have it so planned, like they see 10, 5 steps ahead. So again, it depends on who you are. Because in this journey of business, it's very lonely. So you need some people to go along on that journey as well. Capital
FM. Dr. Toroti Mwirigi, our jam master today on the jam with Junga Shui and Martin Karaoke. I just have one question.
Yes.
There's something known as work-life balance.
Wow.
How do you do that? How do you handle it?
work-life balance. Yes. I take quite a bit of time to rest. I usually have a cycle where I can have intense energy, then I know I need to rest. So I listen to my body. Like the late DJ CK used to say, why do you take a holiday when you're doing something you enjoy?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. But I do make time
to rest.
To rest.
What does that look like? Because you're talking to two people who don't know how to spell that word.
Rest.
Yeah. So yeah, tell us what does that look like?
First, again, you need to read your body, your energy levels when they're going down, when you're getting irritable, when you can't concentrate as much, you know you need to rest. Sleep is an important factor by itself. And deliberately, when you take leave, just take leave and do nothing. And the best way is get out of Nairobi. Because if you stay in Nairobi, Mato, you'll be called. June, you'll be called. It's deliberate.
That's true.
So just get out, either go shags or just find somewhere that you can
switch off.
Oh, wow.
Ideally, take it in a bunch. Now this is my medical side. So okay. This thing of taking 2 days, 3 days. No. You need to just rest. Ideally, at least like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Two weeks.
In 1 week, you're still deconstructing from your brain is still at work mode.
By the time
you're entering week two is when now you're beginning to calm down. Because again, remember, we are living in a very high-paced world. We have high adrenaline levels, cortisol levels, stress hormones are there. And these are the ones that are causing quite a lot of the lifestyle problems we see.
Wow.
Yes. So rest is key. I'm not saying I'm the best at it, but I try.
So this is what the December holidays were all about, kitambo.
Yes.
People used to go shags for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Then you come back refreshed.
Yes. Even your leave days, just take it as a bunch. Yeah,
and people would come back refreshed and still have money in their account. No, you
and have money. Yes.
It's actually a fact.
Yes.
These days we are broker. We are more stressed, and we are brokers.
In fact, my father-in-law, very wise guy. He was talking about. We sat with him with the young guys. We bought him some drinks just to get some wisdom.
Yeah.
And he was like, you guys are under. The way I see you guys, the pressure you guys put yourselves on is like we would not be able to handle it. But it's your time.
Yeah.
But I think we need to learn where to release the brakes.
Yeah.
You know, we're reaching a point where guys are just collapsing.
It's true.
Guys are collapsing exhaustion.
It's true.
Guys are collapsing diabetes, blood clots everywhere. It's we need to be cognizant of that. Rest is at the other pillar. So what Dr. Dennis, my colleague who does his lifestyle program, it's nutrition, exercise, and the pillar of sleep.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm gonna read some of the MBA, Juakali MBA lessons.
Yes.
Because you guys need to get this book.
Yes.
My Journey from Medicine to Business by Dr. Toroti Mwirigi.
And you can find it online.
Where? Tell me.
So the young guys who have come up with very innovative ways.
Yeah.
So if you go online, there's Nuria stores. So they have a small bookstore, I think, on Moy Avenue.
Is that NU or N-O-O?
N-O. Oh, my goodness. This Trudy thing. Yeah, NU. NURIA.
Okay.
Nuria.
Okay.
They are all over Twitter, social media like Twitter. There's Kibanga stores. Mm-hmm. So they have a physical store, but their forte is delivery.
Delivery.
And like now, Nuria can also deliver internationally. So you know, Capiro is. It's international.
It's
international.
So talking to all our diaspora listeners.
Yeah.
Let me read out some of the MBA lessons just to sort of trigger your thought process as you go buy this book.
Yes.
The search for purpose is personal. Keep moving in life as you search for your purpose. Do not fool yourself with people's external appearances. People around you all have some degree of confusion concerning their purpose. And conflict with your inner self is not a bad thing. It is pointing to you to take time to reflect. And the other one I really like, yeah. I'm going to read these two. Cash is king. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cash is king. Increase revenue yes. and keep costs as low as possible. Yeah. A life and business lesson.
Correct.
Mm.
Yes. Wow.
Mm.
So, people look at cash as like evil. Or many people like, oh, you only talking about cash.
Yeah.
But when you don't have it,
yeah.
you realize why.
Yeah.
Why?
Things are big.
Why?
Yeah.
And that's why I never look down on people who hustle at work as at their employment and also in business because you need to get that cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Yes.
Yes. Because cash, you realize how important it is when you don't
have
it.
When you don't
it.
Have it, yes, that's true. Yes.
On the purpose, I think this was one of the chapters I really, you know, wrote from inspiration.
Mm.
Inspiration. Mm. and it's the same story. Your purpose is your purpose. Mm. You like what I used to do, I had my first boss, Peter Ndwati, was like, if you see him, he's like the most flamboyant guy ever.
Oh.
And everyone wanted to be like Peter Ndwati.
Yeah.
And I even quit where I worked with him to go start mine to be like him, but I was not.
Really.
So that's him.
Mm.
And that was the first one. I tried for years, trying to put those funny suits.
Colors.
Colorful suits.
Colorful suits, yeah.
And those pants he puts.
Yeah.
Like, but it was not working.
Yeah.
Me, I'm a guy of t-shirts and jeans.
Yes.
T-shirts and jeans. And I have my way of doing it. So my purpose is my purpose. Your purpose is something, as you said, you have to continue asking yourself.
Mm.
It can be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be many things. It can be static or it can change.
Mm.
It can change. The only important thing is you should be reflecting.
Yeah.
So for me, that's why I keep saying, do not compare yourself with others as well. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's powerful.
Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
But I just have one last question, and it's always a question that it's always asked everywhere.
Oh my.
I hear it's my question.
Oh my.
20-year-old Toroti.
Yes. Uregi, yes.
What would you tell yourself right now? If you were 20 years old, as you go back in time.
Don't fear.
Don't afraid.
Don't afraid. Mm. Just do
this
it.
This is the most consistent answer we have received.
Yeah.
From Jam Masters.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Just do it.
Why do we have to wait 20 years to learn that lesson?
Something.
Can that be like Juakali MBA 2?
That's the thing. It's there. It's there. Don't be afraid. Just start.
Start.
Don't give up.
At that,
it's all there. It's not like I've written something like new in the world.
Yeah.
It's just how I interpreted it
and how you experienced it.
How you experienced it.
Yeah.
And I wish, you see, these books we used to read from guys uko inje.
Yeah,
you know, if we read more books of local people express and like the same people, you see that they are human, they are failures. Like I've talked about a lot of failures here.
Yeah,
it's very, very many funny stories in the book, but we need to talk more about our stories so that when younger people hear it, they'll be comfortable. We didn't have that.
Yeah, that's true.
To be honest, we didn't have that.
And how much is this book?
The book is going for $799.
$799?
$799. At Nuria stores and Kibanga stores. They will deliver it to you. They will photo you that border wherever you are. Even if you're in traffic, they will hand it over to you.
Right.
Yeah. Check it out.
Okay. This song goes out to one Jam Master Toroti.
Woo!
San Fan Thomas Leila. I don't know why I played this song.
I don't know why.
Thank you. panza pa monte la leila mon kende sin you fanza le chupa de sha leila capital.